As you might expect, I did not take Mr. Faraday's suggestion at all seriously that afternoon, regarding it as just another instance of an American gentleman's unfamiliarity with what was and what was not commonly done in England. The fact that my attitude to this same suggestion underwent a change over the following days, indeed that the notion of a trip to the West Country took an ever-increasing hold on my thoughts, is no doubt substantially attributable to, and why should I hide it, the arrival of Miss Kenton's letter, her first in almost 7 years, if one discounts the Christmas cards.